Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And my guest, regular contributor to the show, friend of the show, Zelna Lawrence. Good morning, Zelna.
Hello, nice to be back.
Nice to have you with us again. Now, you're a children's life coach. You're here today to talk about building resilience in children. But before we do that, can you just explain what a children's life coach does?
Yeah, sure. So at the heart of what I do as a kids life coach is the really simple idea of helping children fight their way through the wobble and fall, you know, the ups and downs of life, helping them with that and giving them the resilience to be able to stand up again, learn from what it is that they need to learn and move forward.
And you do that by talking and exercises and activities?
Yeah, I've got a very structured program that I use with children, and the program is aimed at building a really healthy mindset towards life where they can manage the challenges that life throws at them. So I have a very tangible toolkit, and we do it through play. I play for a living.
Well, that is nice. Yes, because it seems particularly challenging for children at the moment. Things like social media just seem to have brought a whole raft of issues.
There's social media is really causing a big upswing in the problems we're seeing in children. Anxiety, self-harm. So I think today's conversation is going to be very relevant as to how we can build resilience and combat all these external influences that parents don't have any control over.
Yeah, well, let's talk about building resilience. So first of all, what do you mean by that?
Resilience is the ability to take a problem, re-engineer it, and move forward with a solution. So rather than fall down and stay down, it's about getting up, dusting off, and becoming a better person for it. So it's dealing with the ups and downs of life.
So is it about reframing, or is it about building in a strength, or both?
Wow, good question. It's definitely both. I would say reframing is just one small aspect of it. But resilience is having an actual toolkit that you can lean on. And unfortunately, resilience is built through adversity, through facing challenges, through having to face things that are hard. So we have to flex our muscles, and it takes practice. So nobody's born with the magic gene for resilience. It's something that's developed. And that's what's so magical when I coach children. It's something that I know that I can develop in children, and parents can develop it in children as well.
And if a child doesn't have resilience, then I guess they can just get overloaded and swamped and anxious.
Oh, absolutely. So a child who doesn't have resilience won't be able to tackle the everyday ups and downs of life. So we all faced with little things every day, little niggles. So those little niggles for them will be even bigger. So they'll be faced with more disappointments, which leads to, I mean, if we look at it from a scientific point of view, there'll be an imbalance in the brain in terms of the a cocktail of negative hormones in their bodies, and that also can lead to depression eventually. So children who have a low resilience currently, it's something that can be fixed, it's something that can be worked on, and very often it's the hard things in life that children have to work through that end up being their biggest saving grace. And very often parents want to protect their kids from all the hard things because you want to wrap them up in cotton wool and keep them really safe, but it's actually those really tough things like the death of a loved one that can be a real turning point in a child's life.
Yes, because I mean we all need resilience, don't we?
We do.
As adults, but I guess if you lack it as a child, you could set yourself on some sort of spiral.
Exactly. And then you become an adult lacking in resilience, and an adult who lacking in resilience becomes a parent who isn't resilient, which means you're going to have children who mirror that exact same thing. So it's something that can be taught. I never had a very good resilience, moving through my life, but I built it. It was something that I taught myself, and I'm still learning every day. We all do. Even if you have resilience, it doesn't mean life's going to be smooth. It doesn't mean you have the answers to everything. It just means you can get up that much quicker each time something goes wrong.
So as an adult or a carer or a friend, how do we help children build resilience?
So there's three tools that I would say are really important when you're wanting to build resilience in children. So the first one is working on mindset. So children need to understand how their brains think. And very often adults don't even know how the brain works. And as a kids life coach, I deal very heavily with showing children and mapping out that for every thought you have, you're releasing hormones into your body, and there's an action that is associated with that thought. So working on mindset is the first thing, and giving children an actual tangible toolkit of things that they can do when they are faced with negative situations. The second thing is a sense of connection. And that seems so simple, but you spoke about social media earlier. Social media is robbing our families of connection. And with a loss of connection, that's why we're seeing anxiety. That's why we're seeing stress. That's why we're seeing young people turning to peers instead of to their parents for support. So connection is not necessarily only within the family. Look, ideally, we would want the child to have a really loving, nurturing home. But if that's not possible, I'm a great believer in the concept of the secret parents. And the secret parent could be a teacher. It could be a sports coach. It could be a grandparent. Anybody else who gives that child a sense of belonging and a space where they know, heck, even if I fall down and I get something wrong and I make mistakes, this person is going to be my steadfast. I can rely on them for anything. So that connection is really important. And then the third tool is, to me, the most important, but the one that is least discussed because it leaves people feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And that is spirituality. However that looks for you, a child who has a good sense of spirituality, which means that they're connected to themselves, they're connected to their higher purpose, they're connected to serving, means they have more empathy, which means that they go softer on themselves, they're not so hard on themselves, and they go softer on others as well. So they are better humans. So those are the three things that we really look at. So it's the mindset, the connection, and the spirituality.
Well, just to sort of dig down into those, their mindset, that's actually quite challenging. Isn't it changing somebody's mindset? How do you do that?
Oh, that's so yummy. If you can do that before the age of 12 in children, it is absolutely the easiest thing to do. So very often what happens is parents, you know, things are going relatively okay in your family, so you don't really feel the need to implement mindset tools. And then when the child hits the teenage years, that's when the problems usually arise, or when they're in their tweens, and then the tools aren't in place. So mindset is best built before the age of 12, and it's by practice and repetition. So just like you learn to drive a car or a bicycle, it takes practice. So a simple technique would be shifting your thoughts from negative to positive, learning how to reframe. That's the word you used earlier, how to reframe thoughts so that children can, when they are faced with a negative situation or they've made a mistake or they've had a challenge, that they can learn to shift that and see the positive out of it. So mindset work is just practice.
So if the child's saying, you know, I'm not very good at maths, so, you know, I always come bottom in maths tests, so it's not my subject, how would you shift that, reframe?
Yeah, well, there's a general rule in that I share with the coaches that I train, and that is that it's competence over confidence. You can build a child's confidence through competence. And one of the things we look at is that you don't need to be competent in everything. You don't need to be the best at maths, but it's about finding what it is that you are competent at and that you are strong at, and working on those things to strengthen them even more, rather than trying to focus on fixing the things that you're not competent at, because that leaves you with a feeling of worthlessness, hopelessness, and overwhelm. So, I mean, I at school had that very message, I'm not good at maths, and still my accountant, you know, I'm just, that's not my thing, it's not my game, but I'm very competent when it comes to the English language and writing and reading. And so we look at building competence rather than trying to get a child to be a perfectionist and good at everything, because we can't possibly be that. That's why we're a colourful world.
No, we can't, no. And spirituality, to dig down into that, as you say, that can be different things for different people. It sounded to me like that was sort of self-esteem, really. Is it more than that?
Well, it starts with self-love. It starts with honouring yourself, but it also starts with having a solid set of values. So knowing what is important to you, knowing that your worth is not measured according to the clothes that you wear, the car that you drive, the house that you live in. It's the kind of person that you choose to be and how you choose to show up. It doesn't matter whether you're wearing Armani or another label. It's how you show up as a human being. So spirituality is very much that sense of being connected to yourself and a higher power.
And we mentioned resilience in the school situation. Perhaps, you know, this message, you're not very good at one subject. What other kind of situations would it be helpful to have resilience in?
Definitely in friendships, because there's a lot of bullying that's taking place, a lot of peer pressure that's happening. And I think children really do need to have grit when it comes to that, because it's those little things that can either make or break them. So definitely in their immediate social circles, resilience is a very handy tool to have.
And how would you recognise if a child didn't have resilience?
Okay, so
they needed help?
A child who didn't have resilience, they would get disappointed very quickly. And because of that disappointment, what they would start doing is they would start giving up very easily. So they would stop trying. So they would do only the things that they're good at and focus on those. And then the things that are hard, they would give up on. They won't try because they're too scared of failing. Children who are resilient are not scared of falling down and failing because they've got a support system in place. Whereas children who aren't resilient, they feel like they don't have that support. They're going to be judged. They're going to be disciplined possibly for something that they've done wrong. The other area where we see children identified as not having resilience is in how they interact with people. So a child who is very... You know, I spoke about spirituality and being connected to yourself, but this is different. The child who's very self-absorbed, selfish, who doesn't have empathy for other people around them, that child has a very low resilience. So the world spins around them. And very often parents, they serve their children, they love their children, they do what's right for their children. But overindulged children who have too much sense of entitlement, that is a sign of low resilience.
And how do we make it last? Because, you know, we want resilient children. We want those resilient children to become resilient adults.
Do you want to know the secret behind making it last?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, it's for us as adults to walk the walk and talk the talk, to show children that life can be tough, but we get up and we dust ourselves off. We live a good life and we practice those three things. So we practice our own, you know, working on our own mindset. We have a good sense of spirituality, a good sense of self, and we have a sense of connection. So we're not scared to take advice from other people and to be connected from others. It doesn't mean you're a failure if you get things wrong. So it starts with us, really. It starts with who we are as adults and the role models that we choose to be. And then, you know, with children, it's really so easy. That's why I love the work that I do, because within 2 weeks we can see changes in children, and the children are so open to changing that they end up coaching their parents, which is so wonderful to see. It's such a wonderful relationship to see.
Oh, well, thank you ever so much, Thelna. Your website, kidslifestudio.com, is that the best website to go to?
Correct, yes.
And you're coming back in a month or so's time to talk about sibling rivalry.
Yes,
I've requested this.
That's going to be a good one, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, I could do with a bit of help on this one at the moment. if people want to find out more about your work and your book, indeed, it's kidslifestudio.com. Thank you ever so much, Don. You're off on your holes now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm off on holiday for my birthday.
Oh, when was your birthday? Is it your birthday?
It's coming up. Next Tuesday.
Are you going anywhere
it's
nice?
It's a big one. Yes, absolutely.
You're not
I can't tell on air.
We'll have a lovely time wherever
you're
going.
Thank
and
you.
We'll see you again in a month's time. Thanks.
Thank you so much.